Jacksonville does the unthinkable and goes to Tennessee and gets mollywopped. This is Tony Wiggins with the Jacksonville Jaguars report here on Locked On Jaguars. The one thing that people around here know is that the Tennessee Titans have been a thorn in this franchise's side since its inception. Well, it didn't stop yesterday from Jacksonville going up and absolutely embarrassing themselves in the third quarter in a must-win game against the Tennessee Titans. 42-20. The Titans scored 28 points in about 6 minutes on Jacksonville after going into halftime with just a 7-3 lead. Jacksonville, the last 3 weeks, has been whipped badly by the three teams in its own division, in a division where the race was very, very tight going in to that 3 week period, that 3 or 4 week period, in fact. Even a bye week was thrown in, and Nick Foles was he came back and got the quarterback position. Still didn't mean a hill of beans. Jacksonville now is on the outside looking in. And what they're going to have to do is figure out a way from this point forward to salvage the rest of this season and look respectable. They're not actually eliminated because they're still currently 9 and there's still a chance that they could get to 9-7. But if you believe this team is good enough to get to 9-7, I got some swamp land that I want to sell you, because I'm going to tell you something. It's not going to happen. This team is done. This team can't stop the run. This team lacks toughness. This team, in my opinion, while they try very hard, are just not good enough in certain areas in order for them to be really, really successful and do the things that good football teams need to do. I'm not so sure that they're good enough in the coaching department either. This isn't personal. As much as I like some people, this isn't about like. This is about wins and losses. And too much has been made, in my opinion, of getting along and liking. That has nothing to do with this. And you know, the one thing I will take issue with is, and I've always done this, so I'll set the table for you. I used to always, I hate it when fans always say, you get paid millions of dollars to play a game. And then those same fans turn around and say, you failed at your job miserably. I always get upset when people do that. And I also get upset when players go, at the end of the day, we're paid to play a game. You can show all of that humility all you want to. The bottom line is, to us, it's a game. To the fans and the media, it's a game because it's something that we watch for pleasure. To you, it's your job. And if you fail at your job, no matter, I don't care if you're a baker, I don't care if you're a barber, I don't care if you're a football player, if you're a teacher, you should feel bad about not doing well at your job. You should be bad. You should feel bad when you're a coach and you've worked your entire life to elevate to get to the point where you are, if you're Doug Marrone, and you don't do your job well. And you invest all of that time and hoping that you're going to be successful, and then you're not good at it. You should feel upset. And if you are upset, you have every right to be. I'm bothered, though, that it seems like Nick Foles isn't bothered. I'm bothered that he doesn't see when he says, go home and hug your wife and kids. At the end of the day, we play a game. Tell that to the training staff or the area scout that might make $40,000 a year that might have to relocate and look for a job at the end of this year. Yeah, tell that to the quality control guy who might lose his gig or might lose his mobility because a new coach will come in here and change everything. Yeah. Tell that to some of the people on the training staff. Tell that to some people in the PR department. When a new guy comes in here and he cleans the slate and gets everybody out. You know, everybody's not going to go home and hug their wife and kids and go, it's kumbaya. Some people are going to go home and hug their wife and kids and they're going to say, we got a pack. Because we didn't, I was a part of a group of people that failed, that didn't do a good enough job. And now we have to find something else to do in another city. Or I'm going to have to get my resumes together. See, you can feel privileged, but at the same time, you also need to understand that this is your job, and you need to relay that to people. And you can't expect everyone to have the happy-go-lucky attitude that you have when you fail at your job and other people's livelihoods depend on it. Nick Foles has his money. He has $50 million in guaranteed money. What about those coaches, those coaches who have worked their entire life that don't make $1 million a year, and now they have to find something else to do and move their families and move their kids? We always get mad at players and say that they make all of this money to play a game, we forget sometimes that it's their job. And sometimes the players forget that it's their job too. It's not just a game to you guys. This is what you do for a living. And, you know, I really hate feeling like I'm the guy that's coming down on Foles for having this happy-go-lucky attitude. But I think that there's a hangover on this city. The people have been around here for a long time. And to tell the very people who have been as patient can get, to that they need to be more patient, that it's a process, I think it would behoove him to look at the history of Jacksonville and then get up there and understand how important it is for him, Shad Khan, Tom Coughlin, and any and everybody else to do what Doug Marrone has done. We messed up. We are wrong in some of the things that we've tried to do. It is on us. Our effort isn't good enough. We need to figure it out. It starts with me. And before I demand it from anybody else, I'm going to look at myself first. Now, that won't make the fans feel totally good about everything, but it'll damn sure make them feel a little bit better than being told about viability, than being told that at the end of the day, it doesn't hurt that hard, than being told, well, there's bigger things in life. We know there's bigger things in life, man. Everybody knows that. We all have families. We all have sick relatives. We all have children that we worry about. We all have, I think a lot of us have faith. That's not what this is about, bro. This is about football. This is about asking people to spend their money on a product and then being angry when folks don't continue to buy a bad product. I don't hear about no culture. When? That's what we want to hear. Accountability. That's what we want to hear. That's what we want to hear. That's what people want to hear about. They want to hear what you did. What have you done wrong? I'm going to talk about this a little bit more on the other side. I'm going to get more back into it. This is all going to lead to a crescendo of things for me. I'm going to tell you what I believe is going to happen. I'm going to tell you what I think should happen. And I'm going to tell you how I would personally love to see them, when I say them, I mean senior management, go about it. And I'm going to give you a hint. If you really want people to take you seriously, then you need to act like you're a big deal. You need to act like you need to believe that you're a big deal. This is a small market, but our owner is one of the 10 richest owners in the league. So therefore, while he owns a team in a smaller market, he himself is a big deal when all of those guys get in the room. So I'm going to tell you in just a few minutes what I believe is the problem, what I believe might be the solution, and how this organization needs to proceed in just a second. All right, man, I want to tell you guys about Blue Chew. If you want to talk about sex and talk about good sex, you need to be talking about it in the present and not in the past. You don't want to just be remembering the days when you were always ready to go. You want to be talking about the day that you're ready to go, and that could be the day. Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. You need to go to BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color blue. BlueChew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. You can take them anytime, night, day, and you can be ready whenever that moment comes. Now, right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special code MLB. That's the promo code MLB, like Major League Baseball. All you're going to do is pay $5 in shipping. That's right. Blue Chew, B-L-U-E, BlueChew.com, promo code MLB to try it for free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring this podcast. Try Blue Chew and get your confidence back. Okay, as we continue here on the Locked On Jaguars podcast, this team really preached toughness and grit and physicality. And this team has been out-toughed. If they had grit, the grit is gone. And they've been out-physical. And they've just been whipped and beaten to the punch by teams in their own division and other teams around the league, but especially the teams in their own division. I don't think you need to go back to Gardner Minshew, because right now I think you'd be setting the young king up for failure, and I think it's a mess. Gardner Minshew should be what you're looking forward to in the future. If this thing is going to keep rolling downhill at this point, you let it roll. And you convince yourself that Nick Foles isn't the guy. And you start figuring out how are you going to move on and move beyond and move past the money that you've already paid him. You see, I think there's some things that were in play here that doesn't make sense. You claim you want to be a physical team, but you weren't physical in training camp because you wanted to be healthy. And I know that's a coaching decision that you have to make based on your gut feeling because of things that happened in the past. All right? I think now we're seeing that the lack of physicality early is something that when you had the chance to be banging up on people in training camp and set the tone, it's something that you missed out on. And I remember doing a podcast when I said, how could you go from in 2017 when you had an extremely physical early part of the season and training camp, the most physical training camp, a lot of people like Brian Baldinger said it was the most physical training camp he'd ever seen. How could you go from that, having the success you had in 2017, and then 2 years later you ease up on guys? Either your program works or it doesn't. So when you do the total opposite, it almost seems like you're fishing for some success. You're just throwing stuff against the wall and see what sticks. The other thing is, when you bring in a guy like Nick Foles and you don't give them a lot of preseason reps, I've heard people say this, reps in practice are never the real reps in the stadium. And even when Doug Marrone was an interim coach, he did stuff like he took guys to the stadium on like Wednesdays or Thursdays, and they did walkthroughs in the actual stadium. He said he wanted to get as close to the real thing as possible. But then this year they had the scrimmage on the practice field. And in the preseason, all of these new toys that they had at these skill positions, they never worked together. So I think they sacrificed some early season success. Or, you know, even though Nick Foles did get hurt, well, now when he missed all of that time and you bring him back now, that even makes it worse. That exacerbates that problem that you had. That problem that is, you're expecting the guy to throw the ball. And look, in the last two games since Nick Foles has come back from injury, they've thrown the ball 48 and 49 times. That's a guy who had not thrown passes in 10 weeks. And even before that, had not been in a game situation other than 1.5 quarters of a preseason game with an entirely new team. And I think we overplayed a little bit his relationship with DeFilippo, because maybe mentally and chalkboard-wise that stuff helped you. But guess where it didn't help you at? It didn't help you on the field. And football is a game of repetition, and football is a game of muscle memory. So to now say, well, we've seen enough after 9 quarters to know that the $50 million in guarantees that we gave this guy wasn't worth it. The only people that's satisfying are the people that are really in love with Gardner Minshew. I'm not necessarily one of them. I appreciate what he's done. I do have to tell you this, and I've been saying this. I believe they know that they were a little bit limited in what they were trying to do, and they know that over a sustained period of time, with what Gardner did very well, they weren't going to have a lot of long-term success this year. So they swung for the fences with a guy who's hit a home run before, as opposed to going with the guy who's a slap hitter. And I think that's what it was. That's an analogy. But I think, and I do truly believe, whether they were right or wrong, that they believe that Nick Foles gives them a better chance to win than Gardner Minshew. So that, you can't change that. You can't manufacture that. They're not going to put people on the field that they don't think give them the better chance to win. That's just it. Especially, I don't think anybody would do that with their job depending on it. So at the end of the day, either we know more about the things that they're supposed to know about, or they're right. In any event, they're screwed up either way, because if they're right, then that means that it's more going wrong with this team than just the quarterback position. But if they're wrong, then they don't need to be at the helm, because fans can make better decisions and media can make better decisions about who needs to be playing and who doesn't. But for me, there were a lot of missteps here. And if we want to, you know, when you're not consistent in your approach, you know what you end up being? You end up being inconsistent in your activity and everything that you do. If your approach constantly changes, guess what else changes? How you play, which means it's inconsistent, which means from week to week to week. You see, I said it's like the groundhog. Something pops up over here. You fill that hole in on the golf course and you look down 10 feet and boom, something pops over there. And it's like they can't sustain and they can't walk and chew bubble gum at the same time. And that's just the sign of a football team that really isn't built properly and is not very good. It's about team building. It's not about the procurement of talent. It's not about getting a whole bunch of individual guys. It's about having a team. It's about guys that have a team and play for one accord. It's also about guys, and before I get to this next segment, because I think I'm going to hit it at home with you. People don't always have to be as angry about stuff as you, and that doesn't make them wrong if they're not. But what I would really want to see moving forward, and I'm going to tell you some people that I think might help moving forward. One, I want to see leadership that doesn't just get mad and get emotional when there's a personality clash with somebody. I want to see them be able to also come out like right now and talk about, and I've criticized Jerry Jones for doing it, but at least he does it. He faces the music. I would really love Tom Coughlin to open his mouth a little bit more when things don't go well. And there's no easy target to point at. Fournette, Yeldon, Ramsey. There's no easy target to point at. At the end of last year, when the Jaguars season was going down the drain and they had another top 10 pick, all we heard about was Yeldon and Fournette sitting on the bench. All we heard about was we were going to void somebody's guarantees. There were leaks about a guy's agent. There were leaks about a guy's personal life. And then it started again this year when the year started out that they won. Now we want to talk about another guy. And we want to talk about his personal life. And that whole time I told fans, it's deflection. Whether you think or agree with them or not, it's deflection. Don't let them keep pointing at all of this other stuff. Blake. It was Blake. All Blake. We get rid of Blake, everything's going to be all right. Hogwash. That's not true. He was bad too, but it's hogwash. It's not true. They expect everyone to be accountable, but they refuse to act like they got a mirror that lives in their own, that exists on their wall in their own house. Bugs the hell out of me. So I'm going to tell you moving forward what I think should happen and the type of attitude they should have moving forward if this team is going to ignite this city again and get this fan base back to where they rightfully supposed to be. And where that is having an expectation of being able to compete, and too far and too in between. There were chances that this organization had, and then they just up and disappeared. Now, I don't want anybody to confuse some of the things that I'm saying. This doesn't mean that people don't want to win. I want to be rich, but I'm not. I want to be in tip-top shape all the time and work out every day, but I don't. This isn't about what you want. Everybody wants something good to happen. This is about whether you know how to do it and do you have what it takes to sustain to be able to get it done. And that's more than anything what this is about. All right, before we head to this last segment, I'm going to tell you about our friends over at Away. Away creates thoughtful products designed to change how you see the world. For $20 off a suitcase, visit awaytravel.com/locked and use the promo code LOCKEDON during checkout. Listen on the go, if you're listening on the go, if you're not in front of a computer, if you can't visit Away right now, you can find this and all other offers from Locked On Sports at lockedonpodcast.com/offers. That's right. So it's awaytravel.com/lockedon, and the promo code is Locked On. We're going to talk about the future. Unfortunately, that's what we got to do in just a second. Okay, so what would I do? What would I do? I keep Dave Caldwell around. I keep Dave Caldwell around and tell him to continue to run the scouting department. I would, at this point, I would. because I think he has improved and gotten a lot better. I would run Tom Coughlin. I would run Doug Marrone and that entire staff. And we would start this over. I probably would not bring back Calais Campbell. Yep, you heard me. I probably would not bring back Calais Campbell. I would let go Norwell. I would tell Cam Robinson this is his last year to show me something. I would, if I could not re-sign, I would franchise tag Yannick Ngakoue. That's what I do. I'd franchise Yannick Ngakoue. I would probably move on from Avery Jones, even though I don't know the numbers. I don't know it. I would move on from those guys. And here's the first thing I'd do. I would realize that I would need someone to come in here and change the culture. But the culture I want to change isn't necessarily one that existed for a long time. The culture that I would change is I wouldn't have my quarterback telling people it's okay. We need to understand that it's not okay to not be good at your jobs. We need to understand the correlation between them being good at their jobs and the fans wanting to spend their money and enjoy paying to go watch that product. I can't have people at the end of the game standing up in front of a podium. I almost said a pulpit because that's what it feels like. And telling folks it's going to be all right. To go home and hug your wife and kids, it's just a game. That's not the leader that I want. I want the accountable, upset, fire and brimstone guy, and I don't want it to be fake. I want it to be real. I want a coach. And I'm not saying Marrone isn't this way to a certain extent, but I want coach and I want a leadership that not only won't accept losing, and that not only will stand up and tell people how they need to be conducting themselves, but will actually do things that show that what they're saying is real and it's not just lip service to make them look good. So here's what I'm thinking. The culture change I mean is where winning is the only thing. Losing is unacceptable. A coach and a leader that doesn't accept losing, and not just for aesthetic or cosmetic reasons, that really, 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 where it absolutely hurt. I remember Jimmy Johnson's face after a loss when they were losing and the other team was in victory formation on the sideline. And I just remember that disgusted look on his face. And I can't imagine his players saying it's going to be okay. It's not going to be okay. The only time it's going to be okay if we fix it and get right. That's what this organization needs. They don't need nobody telling them to be more patient. What are you talking about? If you're going to be a leader, man, you have to be in touch with the people that you're leading, and you have to know the flock that you're speaking to. What would I do if I'm Shad Khan? I look like Shad Khan, the man, the businessman, is making moves, and not Jacksonville, the Jaguars organization, and where it sits in the pantheon of NFL teams and where they rank. I would make sure that the person that goes out and finds somebody is the man who owns the team and not the organization itself. The first thing I do is I want to see if Nick Saban is tired of coaching in college. And I know y'all think I'm crazy, but I told you, you need to swing for the fences. Nick, you want one more chance to try it? Discipline, hard work, not making excuses. This job is very attractive because of the bounty of draft picks that it has. The weather, the division, the fact that they are at the very least, you have a young promising quarterback and a competent veteran and a bunch of draft picks. That doesn't work. I go to Josh McDaniels in New England. Didn't leave for the coach, change his mind. They want to probably look like they're trying to make him the coach of the future. And he didn't take another job. But this is a different job. Southeast, you get away from that cold. Offensive-minded. You come in here with all of these draft picks, and you have a chance to fix this team in your own image. That doesn't work, I call Urban Meyer. Herb, you want to take a shot at it? Take a shot at it. What I'm looking for this team is accountability. And it starts with the head coach, and it starts with what he'll accept and what he won't. So there's a theme here for me. Those are the guys that I'm thinking about. And if that doesn't work at the end of the day, you can always try Jim Harbaugh. And then if that doesn't work, you try Mike McCarthy. But put a big bait on that hook when you get ready to throw that rod, man. Don't bring some other dude in here that's trying to be the next Sean McVay like that cat up in Cincinnati. That's not going to work. Don't go get a guy off TV. Don't do that. Go get the most. I don't want Mike Leach. That would sound fun, but no, I don't want Mike Leach. I don't want that guy from Oklahoma, Lincoln Riley. No, go get a hard-nosed, results-driven. You could get a younger version of Tom Coughlin. I take that. But I need somebody that also can relate to the guys, players. I need a guy that's going to get people in here. And I want a guy that's going to get people in here that are going to be accountable and they won't accept losing. No, that's what I think this organization wants. I think I'd swing for the fences if I was them. If Mike Tomlin isn't under contract, I'd go try to get Mike Tomlin from Pittsburgh. That dude might be coach of the year right now, and he's playing. He put his third quarterback in and won a game yesterday, and they're sitting there for a wild card. That's the kind of guy you want. That's the kind of thing this organization needs. I'm done for the day, man. Jaguar fans, I feel sorry for you, man. I feel sorry for you because you got people out here telling you to be sympathetic, and I don't think that's what you need to be. There's a time and a place to be sad, and there's a time and a place to be angry. And right now, you need to be angry. You should be. You should be, and it's okay. Until tomorrow, this T-Wig with Locked On Jaguars.